This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've had every kind of weather this week, but on the weekend it's looking to be a bit more sunny, a bit more warm, and it could be the perfect opportunity to go out and catch some fish. I'm joined this morning by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. How are you this morning, Brenton?
Yeah, I'm good.
So if anyone's looking at getting out on the water this weekend, Brenton, what can they expect to find?
Yep, well, reports have slowed a little since the storm, but they were firing pretty well beforehand, so should pick up again once people can get out. Land based at Wallaroo, out at Point Riley Rocks, there was a school of salmon holding off the point, and plenty of squid came from the rocks as well. There are also quite a few gar out that way, so it's a fair bit of a mix out there. Marina has been a bit quiet, but there's been a heap of yellowfin caught from the beaches. Jetty has gar and crabs, some good catches of squid, dawn and dusk being the better times. A few tommies and snook at night, and there's a few yellowfin whiting in the shallows. Kingfish were a bit quiet from the end. Haven't had a lot of reports on those. Boats out from Wallaroo returned with whiting from down south around the Boiler Bird Island area. Squid came from pretty much same areas and over Riley Way. And whiting were also caught out on the channel markers, but were a bit slow in the bay. Salmon also a little bit quiet at Burt Reef with only a few reports. Down at Moonta, Port Hughes Jetty is still closed, but going by the council's Facebook page, it should be open before Christmas, so let's hope that's right. Moonta Bay Jetty had good reports for squid and gar. There's a small pod of kingfish that show up now and again, and they are pretty happy to bust through your burlied-up school of garfish, so that can be a bit annoying, unless you're targeting them, of course. The other thing that's been prowling the jetty is a few small bronze whaler sharks around the 3 to 4 foot mark. There's also tommies at night, a few snook getting around at night under the lights. Crabs have been quiet well, but there's quite a few small ones amongst them, so you just need to be mindful of that. A few yellowfin whiting in the jetty shallows and good catches from yellowfin from the beaches. And there's been the odd flathead for those specifically targeting them. So you go down chasing the flatties, they're getting a few. Out in the boats, good reports from King George Whiting, still in a bit quiet in the bay, but most people having to move around a bit to get them. Deeper ground south of the Cape and out around the light are more consistent for feed. Squid have been relatively easy to find and appear to be on most of the common grounds. Crabs widespread. Snook have been pretty easy to find on the troll. Yeah, so hopefully if you get some decent weather and make it more enjoyable, people can get out and get a feed.
No worries. Well, Brenton, thank you so much for your time today.
Yep, no worries.
That's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast. And the weather has settled a bit down this for this weekend, which is fantastic news if you are keen to get out fishing. I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. How are you this morning, Leon?
Jordan, I'm very good, thank you. What a week it's been. Oh, my gosh, lightning.
And a fire at the dump on Three Chains Road as well in Port Pirie.
Oh, tell you what. It's unbelievable, but you know what? Not the end of the world, and I suppose if we were doomsday preppers, mate, the great thing we would do is be getting out, grabbing some fish and smoking them or drying them and all that sort of stuff, but luckily we're not doomsday preppers.
You know, no, but we're keen fishers in the meantime.
We are.
until we reach doomsday.
Yeah. Do you know how we've talked over the last week and all that about the King George Whiting water being cold and all that sort of stuff? Well, that's proven to be absolutely accurate, and the King George Whiting that the guys are catching at the moment was bumpers. So they're really the last season whiting, and they're actually really, really good. So if we're looking at anywhere from the Port Davis area north until Third Creek, you should be able to find yourself a nice drop somewhere, clear bottom, and pick up some of those good fish. Salmon trout have been floating around the area as well, which are great fish for catching with youngsters. So, you know, if you're going to have a look in the King George Whiting, aren't that good, just burley up, because salmon trout love the burley, and particularly on an outgoing tide, you should be able to fill up on what you need, and good fighting fish because they're soft-lipped, you do have to keep pressure on them big time. What we've seen, the first taste of blue swimmer crabs coming, and, you know, we get a couple of those hot days as we did in the start of the week, and it cools off, but the crabs are still thinking it's warm, so they're still at the beach, so to speak. We would look at those from the Third Creek patches. You might see a good run with those. Or maybe on the Barra's Beach around the Berry week, you should be able to find some nice blues on the crabs, or top end of Ward Spit, should be able to pull yourself something in there. And I think that's about all we've got. Not many stories about squid at the moment, but I think we had one of the best years of squid ever.
Finally, the squid have settled down.
Yes, they've finally settled down. So, and I think there's so many people out there that have made so many different ways of eating squid over this last year. It's just an inspiration to us all.
For sure. They're probably happy to take a break from squid then.
Absolutely, and they're all looking forward to their blues from the crabs. We were probably also, Jordan, as you were involved with Minister Basham, we'll probably find out in the not-too-distant any results of the fishing in this area, the contaminants and all that sort of stuff. And so we look forward to that news being caught up, and I will give you a call first thing I know.
No worries. Well, Leon, thank you so much for your time today.
See you then, mate. Bye-bye.
As Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic Gets Breakfast.